Etoi, mes amis, it's that Mardi Gras time of year, y'all. KGNU and CFCZ celebrate Mardi Gras with an evening with Curly Taylor and Zydeco's Trouble, straight from Louisiana. Our party is Saturday, March the 4th at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. There'll be food for purchase from Oscar Blues. Wine and beer will be available, as well as complimentary king cake. There is a costume contest every year, and the prizes are fabulous. It's really your time to shine, dance, and have such a good time. There's a free dance lesson at 7 o'clock, and the music starts at 8 with Curly Taylor. We've had lots of help this year from Oscar Blues, Avery Brewing Company, and the Boulder Marriott Hotel, and we want you to come and celebrate Mardi Gras with us. Once again, Saturday, March the 4th, doors open at 6:30 at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Tickets available at kgnu.org.
With 2017 marching in loud, it's not too early to make summer plans. KGNU plans to hold our summer record and CD sale in Denver in August, and we will need your donations of gently used LPs and discs. What's overplayed to you might be a new treasure to another music lover, so give that collection a stir. We are now accepting donations of music at our Boulder and Denver studios during business hours.
Join us every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. for Sound Lab, an eclectic adventure into freeform radio, an odd look into a DJ's psyche while holding up a mirror to the listener's ears. Sound Lab, every Saturday, 7 to 8 p.m. on KGNU.
You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Time is 7:02. Sound Lab coming up.
Thank you. about Detroit, but about Pittsburgh Pier. You ought to know not to stand by the window. Somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter to last a couple of days. But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
Lab, starting with Life During Wartime. Talking Head, live from their movie track. Time is 7:08. This is Yukari, by the way. I am just helping out with the Sound Lab tonight. And so we only have 1 hour, so I had planned to play something long in the latter half and the earlier part. I'm sharing the music I have been enjoying. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm sure most of the people, lots of people are watching football or something. Anyway, thank you for listening to your community radio, KGNU.
Papa, can take me down. You can take me down. You can break me down. You can take me down. Sometimes I get this feeling makes me hesitate. I believe she won't take me somewhere I'm not supposed to be. You can't steal the things that God has given me. No more pain and no more shame and misery. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down.
Bye. Thank you. watches the sky falls down, dissolve under caustic clouds, spin as the world goes round.
Sweat cuts rivers in the dust on your face, while the wheels beneath complain. The wind still whistles through the haze. The sun shines like a razor blade, and the bones of crops and banknotes pave the way.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time is 7:38. You are listening to Sounds Lab, and I'm your host, Yukari. Thank you so much for listening to KGNU's music programming. We have Grateful Dead Hour coming up next at 8 o'clock, followed by Electronic Air. So please stay tuned. I'm planning to play something. Oh, before I go into the next step, I'm going to give you the playlist. You just heard Chernobyl by High as a Kite. Before that, Rivers in the Dust by Radical Face. Oracle by Hieros. And before that, Mount Storm by LNZNDRF. And before that, Love and Hate by Michael Kiwanuka. And this show started with Life During Wartime, a live show by Talking Heads. As you can tell, I am very much in a mood for gloomy music, and especially the last one, Chernobyl, currently in Fukushima, the radiation is extremely high, several times higher than Chernobyl during the most highest part of the radiation exposure. It's have 530 sievert per hour right now in Fukushima. Not micro sievert, it's 530 sieverts. So anyway, I am extremely gloomy. So the rest of the time is 7:40, and then so I'm going to play a part of Feedbacker by Boris. It is actually 40 minutes long piece. I cannot give you whole things, but I wanted to just to have that this sound of shower to wash away my own gloominess. And so I have a ticket to give away right this moment. It's for two paper tickets, and it is Thundercat playing at Bluebird Theater in Denver. Show time is February 22nd, and 16 years old and over kind of show, and doors open at 8 p.m. Again, this is Thundercat playing at Bluebird Theater, February 22nd. So if you are interested in this ticket, you can call me here at the station in the studio at 303. Not yet. You can just note this number, 303-442-4242. And after I start playing Boris, I will take third call. And we ask that caller be KGNU member, hopefully. And if you are not, we invite you to become one. And we ask you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and can make it to the show. So that is a condition we have. But if you're interested, please call me, 303-442-4242. We take third caller. So here is a Boris. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Time is 7:59. Next up is Grateful Dead Hour. Stay tuned.
Lydia Lovelace wowed the world of alt-country music with her 2010 debut, and now, with her fourth album, 2016's Real, Lovelace breaks through with a stunning collection of songs at once edgy and pure. I'm Doug Gertner. Join me on the Morning Sound Alternative, Monday, February 6th at 10:30 a.m., when Lydia Lovelace is my guest to talk about her music in advance of her two-night concert run in Denver later that week. That's Lydia Lovelace calling in on Monday, February 6th at 10:30 during the Morning Sound Alternative right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
Glad you could be with us here tonight to ponder those eternal questions. Who am I? What am I? What am I doing here? And what does it all mean?
Baby, who's to say? Anyway,
support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Lovesome Tea, grown and harvested naturally in northern Thailand by the Mung Hill tribe people. These plantation-free teas are flavored by hand with all natural ingredients. Lovesome Tea is sustainable, hand-grown tea, and all the founders are deadheads. LovesomeTea.com. And from Airshow Mastering, putting the finishing touches on new and classic music, including recent releases by the Grateful Dead, Will Calhoun, Otis Taylor, David Gans, and the Earls of Leicester, airshowmastering.com. Additional support comes this week from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. On Saturday, February 4th, Railroad Earth comes to the Cap for a night of jammy bluegrass and rock and roll. On Wednesday, February 15th, legendary lead singer and songwriter for Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty, makes his Cap debut. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com. Welcome to the Grateful Dead Hour. I'm David Gans. This week, we're going to feature an interview I recorded in December with a great American musician. Jeff Maldor was a founding member of the Jim Queskin Jug Band, which was a huge influence on the young musicians who became first Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Champions, then the Warlocks, and then the Grateful Dead. The Mother McCree's kids learned a number of songs from the Queskin Band. Bobby Weir's earliest arrangement of Minglewood is pretty much a direct steal from Queskin's. My book, This Is All a Dream We Dreamed, an oral history of the Grateful Dead, includes a terrific story from Bob Matthews. He and Bobby Weir were high school students when they snuck into a club in Berkeley to hear the Queskin Band and to stare at its stunning singer, Maria D'Amato, who later became known the world over as Maria Maldor. Jeff and Maria Muldaur recorded as a duo after the jug band ended. Their professional and personal relationships ended in 1972, right around the time Jeff Muldaur joined Paul Butterfield's Better Days. After around 1976, he went solo, collaborating with a great variety of artists, and also composed some music for film and television. One of my favorite Jeff Muldaur projects was the Texas Sheiks, released in 2009. Jim Queskin was in there, along with Berkeley mainstay Susie Thompson. You'll hear a bit of that wonderful record later in the program. We begin with a Merle Saunders recording that features Jeff Muldaur on the lead vocal.
Baby, ain't I good to you?